B'siyata d'shmai, we're going to learn brachos daf lamed ches. We're going to start 10 lines from the bottom of daf lamed zayin omed beis. Says the Gemara, truknin chayovin b'chala. We'll soon see what this means, but the loaf, the bread called truknin, is chayev in chala. That means it's called bread, regarding the halachas of having to take away chala and give it to the kohen. Also Rovin, when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omer Rabbi Yochanan truknin pturin min hachala. He said that truknin is not called pas, it's not called bread, and therefore is potter from chala. And the Vilna Gaon here says that the Girsois are completely different. He says there's only one text that says that Rovin says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that truknin is chayev in chala. Asks the Gemara, my truknin, what is this truknin? Omar Abaya, kuva da'ara. Rashi explains, kuva da'ara means that a cavity was made in the oven and the dough was poured into this cavity. It wasn't actually made into a dough. It was just flour and water that was poured into a cavity, and that's where it got baked. The time it was finished and it got baked, it looked pretty much like a bread, but it was not a dough initially. So, according to our text in the Gemara, it's a machlokes if that's called pas. According to the Vilna Gaon's text, everybody says it is called pas. Continues the Gemara. V'omar Abaya, Teresa, we'll soon see what Teresa is, p'tura min achala. It's not called bread, and it's potter from chala. My Teresa, what is Teresa? And the Gemara is going to offer a few different explanations. Ikad Amra, some say, govil mirtach. That they would take flour and water and mix it into some container and mix it with a spoon, and then they would pour it onto the oven so that it was never a dough, and it never will look like a dough, it will never look like a bread, and therefore it's not called pas and is potter from chala. The ikadamra, others say nama dehinduka, which is a type of bread which is a dough. But the way they would make this dough is after it was turned into a dough, they would put it onto a shpud, onto a spit, and whilst it was being baked, they would constantly smear it with oil or egg or with other different liquids. And the Mefarashim here say that this was not a bread that was typically eaten as a suda. And therefore, it's potter from chala, it's not got the din of pas. V'ikad amra, others say, lechem ha'osui l'kutach, that this teresa is a type of bread that was made for this dip called kutach, which the Gemara in Psachim Daf Mem Beis explains exactly what it is. But since it was made for this kutach, this bread was actually not baked in an oven, it was baked in the sun. They would take the dough, however they made it, and it would just be left in the sun to bake. And bread that's made and baked in the sun and not baked in an oven is not called pas, is potter from chala. Continues the Gemara. Toni Rebchia. Rebchia learnt, lechem ha'osui l'kutach, bread that's made for this above-mentioned dip called kutach, potter min ha'chala, it's not called pas and is potter from chala. Asks the Gemara of Otanya, we learnt in the Braisa, chayev b'chala, that the bread made for kutach is chayev in chala. Answers the Gemara, Hosam Kedektoni Taima. The reason it's Chayev Bechala is because of the reason mentioned there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda explained, Maaseo Moichichin Olea. The way it was made, the way it was shaped, indicates that it was made as bread and it was with the intentions of being eaten as pas, and therefore it's Chayev in Chala. And it says as follows, Asaon Keovin. If it was made in the shape, in the form of bread rolls, then Chayovin. It's chayev in chala. Kelimudin pturin. If it was made kelimudin, just like boards, which means that it was just put into the sun, left to dry, with no shape whatsoever, just like nesorim, like boards, then its shape indicates that it was not going to be eaten as a bread, it was going to be used for this dip, and therefore it does not have the din of pas, and therefore is not chayev in chala. Continues the Gemara. Omer le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaya said to Rav Yosef, Hai kuva da'ara. We mentioned before a bread called kuva da'ara, which is flour and water, a loose mixture that was poured into a cavity in the oven. Mayim Mavarachin Ilavei, what bracha do you make on it? Omale, Rav Yosef said to Abaya, Misavras Namahu, Guvla Baalmahu. Who said that this is called a bread? This is not a bread, it's just called a mixture. It's just a baked type of dough which is used as a snack, but never to eat as a meal. Umavarachin Ilavei, and as with all snacks made of grains, the bracha is boir mine mazoinos and not hamoitzi. Marzutra kovas udose ilave. Marzutra chose to make a fixed meal, to establish a meal with this kuba da'ara, or berich ilave, hamoitzi lechem in oretz. And as with all mazoinos, or with many mazoinos products, that if one is kovea suuda, then the bracha is hamoitzi and not mazoinos. So Marzutra made hamoitzi lechem in oretz, v'sholosh brachis, and at the end of the meal, he didn't say bracha achas mein sholosh, which we know as al hamichya, rather he said the full birchas hamozin. Omar mar barvashi, v'odom yoitze bohen yudei chayvosei b'pesach, the kuba da'ara is considered bread to the extent that somebody can use them as matzah, which has to be pas, he can use it to be yoitze as mitzvah of matzah on Pesach night. Maitama lechem oini korinon bei. Since the mitzvah of matzah can be done with any bread called bread of affliction, therefore even though this is a type of bread that one often does not be koveh suda on it, it's called bread of affliction. A poor person may have eaten this as a suda, and therefore it's sufficient to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it. Continues the Gemara. V'omar mar baravashi. Hai duvsha de tamra. The honey that was squeezed or that oozed out of dates. Mevorachin ilavei shahakil niya bidvori. He doesn't make her eat as one would on dates. He makes a shahakil. Mai tamra. Why? Zeya ba'almahu. Relative to the dates, the honey that oozes out of it is just called the sweat or the moisture of the dates and not an actual part of the date, and therefore one does not make her eitz, one makes on it a shahakil. Kaman, ki haitan. This Mar Barvashi is following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua we're going to see now in the Mishnah. Ditnan we learnt in the Mishnah. Dvash tamorim, the honey of dates, v'yein tapuchim, and apple cider, v'chimetz sfuniyos, and vinegar made from unripe grapes, v'shar mei peiros, or other fruit juices, shel chuma, that they were squeezed from chuma products, Rebbe Eliezer mechayev keren v'chimesh. If somebody by mistake had hanah from it, somebody was not a kohen, he would have to pay keren and the chimesh. He has to pay what it was worth. He has to add on a chimesh. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that all these are considered part of the original fruit, and say because the original fruit was truma, they have to pay the extra chaymesh, even though it was not the actual fruit. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, Rabbi Yeshua says that since these are just called zeya ba'alma, it's the moist of those fruits, it's not the fruit themselves, therefore they don't really have the din of truma, and therefore if somebody eats it, he does not have to add a chaymesh. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the only two fruits that are actually made to be squeezed and the juices of those fruits are considered as part of the fruit regarding chuma, that eating them by mistake would be mechayev a person to pay the chaymesh, are only grapes and olives. Grapes are made for wine to be squeezed from them, and olives are made for oil to be squeezed from them. All other fruit juices are not considered the actual part of the fruit. The bracha is shahakil, and in the case of truma, one would not pay a chaymesh if somebody who wasn't a kohen ate them or drank them. Continues the Gemara. Omer lehahu mirabonon lerova. One of the chachomim said to Rava, trima mahu. What bracha do you make on trima? Lehava adaite de Rava. Rava didn't really understand the question. What is trima? What are you referring to? Maiko omerle, what do you mean? Yosef Ravina kamei de Rava. Ravina happened to also be sitting there in front of Rava at the time when this chacham asked Rava the question. Omerle, Ravina turned to the person who asked the question and asked him, Deshumshimi? Do you mean terima of sesame? Koomras? Oy de kurtami? Or do you mean terima of kurtami? Koomras? Oy de purtsani? Or do you mean terima of grape seeds, ka'omras, what were you referring to? Ada hochi v'hochi, as Rava heard Ravina asking the questions, ask it Rava l'dayte, he understood what the word trima means, what the question was. Omar le, chashilto, vaday ka'omras. I assume you mean that what bracha do you make on crushed fruits or vegetables? V'atcharaton milsa ha de Omar Ravasi. I remember what Rav Asi said on this issue. Hai tamra shel truma. Dates of truma. Muta lasis men trima. One is allowed to crush them, and which means you're allowed to make them into trima. V'also lasis men sheikhor. But you're not allowed to turn them into beer, because beer is downgrading it. It's making it no longer be a date. And you're not allowed to do that with truma. Truma has to stay, dates of truma have to stay dates, the fruits of truma have to stay fruits. You cannot turn into something else. And since truma is not called turning into something else, you're allowed to do it with truma dates. So you see from here that truma, even though it's crushing the fruit, it doesn't make it a different item. It's still considered the original fruit, and obviously you'll make ha'etz on it. V'hilchasa, tamra v'avdinu truma. If you took a date and you made it into truma, you crushed the date. Mevorchin ilavei boir pri ha'etz. The bracha stays ha'etz as the original tamri was. Mai tama v'milsai kama kaima kedemi kara. Because the trima is just a crushed version of the date itself is still considered as if it was in its original state and has not changed, and therefore the bracha doesn't change. Continues the Gemara. Shesisa. Shesisa is flour made of roasted kernels, and they were roasted when they were still soft, and therefore the flour is a softer type of nature. Rav Omar Shahakil Nieh Bidvari, the bracha of Shesisa is Shahakil. Ushmuel Omar, Boire Mine Mazoinis. Shmuel holds this is a regular flour, and therefore the halacha is Mazoinis as with all grains. But Rav says, no, since it's a softer nature, it's not what the original kernels were made to be used for, and therefore it's been downgraded, it loses its Mazoinis, and it becomes Shahakil. Omar of Chizda. Rav Chizda says that actually they're not arguing. V'loi pligi. Hob ovo hob rako. Shmuel was telling us the halacha if this shesisa was thick dough. If it was thicker kernels and thick dough, in that case, everybody agrees it's called a dough of grains, and you make mazoinis. Hob rako. Rav was telling us that if you have a very loose dough made from well-ground and soft flour from these kernels, then the halacha is going to be shahakil. Ovo la'achila ovdile. The reason that a thicker dough, the bracha is mazoinis, is because it's made to be eaten. Since it comes from grain, it's made to be eaten. Halacha is mazoinis. Rako, however, the very soft and loose mixture with this flour, l'refuak ovdile, was not made to be eaten. Normally, it was made for medical purposes, to be eaten as a refuah, and therefore the bracha is shahakil. Mosi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked a question. V'shovin, they both agree, everybody agrees, she'boichashin es hashosois b'shabbos, that you're allowed to stir the shesisa, the loose shesisa, which Rav was talking about, that you make shahakil with. Everybody agrees that this loose shesisa is allowed to be stirred on Shabbos, and there's no issue with kneading. V'shoisin zeisum hamitzri, and you're allowed to drink sheisum hamitzri on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, v'yisol kodaitoch l'refua komechavein, if, as you said now, that the reason Rav says that when it's a loose mixture, you make a shahakil, is because it's not made to eat, it's only made l'refua, how can you say that you can mix it on Shabbos, and that you can drink it on Shabbos? Refuah b'Shabbos mishari? Are you allowed to engage in refuah on Shabbos? Omale abaya, va'at lo itizbara. You don't agree that you can eat this? Votnan, it's explicit, it's in the Mishnah. Kol ha'oichlin, any food item, odom oichel refuah b'Shabbos. Since it's a regular food item, if you want to eat it as a refuah, or at least also to have in mind refuah, you're allowed to on Shabbos. V'chol ha'mashkin, and all drinks, shoyse you're allowed to drink, even if you have in mind or it's going to act as a refuah as well. Elomayis lechol meimer, what are you going to say? Gavro la'achilo kol mechaven. As long as the person had in mind to also to have it, to eat it as a regular food or drink it as a regular food, we don't mind if it also acts as a refuah. Hochanami here too. Gavro la'achilo kol mechaven. As long as the person has in mind that he wants to eat or drink it normally, the fact that this loose Lucius is also going to act as a refuah does not make it osur on Shabbos. Lishna achrina, a slightly different version. Elomai eslach lemeimer, how are you going to explain the Mishnah that one's muta to eat any food or drink on Shabbos, even though it also acts as refuah? Gavra leachila komechaven, the person who's eating it only has in mind to eat it as a regular food, not it should be a medicine. Refuah memeilo kahavya. The fact that automatically this food is a healthy food or is a food that heals, that doesn't bother us. Hochanami so too, in the case of shesisa, la'achilo kamachavan, you're allowed to mix it on Shabbos because the person who's eating it is eating it only for the intention of eating. Refuah memeilo kahavya, and the refuah comes automatically. The difference between the two Lashonis and the Gemara is, according to the first Lashon, it's enough if you also intend to use it as a food, and we don't mind if you also have in mind refuah. According to the second Lashon, you must not have in mind refuah, you have to have in mind only the achila and shesia, and the refuah will happen automatically. But either way, the fact that this shesiso acts as a refuah, it is not an issue with Shabbos, as long as you're having in mind either only or at least also that it should be used as regular food and not purely and only for medical purposes. Says the Gemara, Utsricha derav u'shmuel. Even though we just saw explicitly that one is allowed to drink this shesisa on Shabbos, so it's clear that it's a food item and not exclusively a medicine. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to drink it bechlal on Shabbos. Nonetheless, we need Rav to tell us that you make a broch of shakel nia bedvori. Now, Shmuel was talking about a very thick dough, and that you make mezonos on it, and it's nothing to do with the sugya we're learning now, which is why the word Shmuel is in brackets. We're only discussing the loose mixture, and therefore it's only relevant to Rav. So the Gemara says that I need Rav to tell us that you make a shakel, even though we have the Mishnah that tells us that it's a food item. Why? De'imihai, if we would only have the Mishnah that you're allowed to drink this shesisa on Shabbos, hava min ha'aymer thought, la'achilo komechavan, since the Mishnah on Shabbos is talking about somebody whose intent was to use it as a food or drink, urafuah memeilo kahavya, and the refuah was just a side benefit. And therefore, in such a case, you would make a bracha. Aval hocha, but in the case of Rav, kiven delekatchila lerufua kamachavin, Rav was talking about somebody who was drinking this shesisa purely for the sake of refua. I might have thought, loy livrech ilavei klal, maybe you don't make any bracha whatsoever, because I'm not intending to eat this, I'm just intending to take a medicine. Kumash Malon Rav tells us, kiven d'islihan no mine, since he's having pleasure from drinking this shesisa, boy of rocha, he has to make a brocha, and the brocha is shahakil. Continues the Gemara. Sha'al ha'pas su'oimer ha'moitzi v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that on bread the brocha is ha'moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Tonu rabbonon, mahu oimer. The Gemara is now discussing the exact text of this brocha. We all know you make a brocha, ha'moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Is it so clear that you say ha'moitzi? Maybe you say moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Let's see the Gemara. Ton rabbonon mahu oimer ha'moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. The Tanakhama say you say ha'moitzi. Reb Nechemya omar, moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Reb Nechemya says that you say the words moitzi lechem, not ha'moitzi lechem. Omar Rava, but moitzi, if you just say the word moitzi, kule almole pligi, everybody agrees to apik, it's a past tense, that we're saying Baruch Ato Hashem, we're thanking you Hashem for the fact that you did make this, the bread come from the ground, from the flour that was grown in the ground, and therefore everybody would agree that your yaitza, it's a past tense. Mashma, the word moitzi means that you did moitzi the lechem in haaretz. Dichsiv, where do we find that the word moitzi is a past tense? It says in the pasuk, kel moitzi'om mimitzrayim. Many years after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the pasuk talks about Hashem that moitzi'om mimitzrayim. It must mean Hashem that took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Kipligi, where's the argument in this brisa? But hamoitzi. When you say hamoitzi, does that mean hamoitzi in the past tense, in which case you can make that bracha, or does hamoitzi mean in the future, in which case it would not be appropriate for this bracha? Rabbanon Savra hamoitzi de'apik mashma. The word hamoitzi means in past tense, and therefore you can make hamoitzi. Dechsiv, as it says in the pasuk, hamoitzi lechomayim mitzur hachalomish. The pasuk is talking about that many years after Hashem started giving the water to Klal Yisrael from the rock, the pasuk says that Hashem hamoitzi lechomayim mitzur hachalomish. Hashem who took water out from the rock. So you see that hamoitzi is past tense. Rabbi Nechemia Sava, Rabbi Nechemia says no. Hamoitzi demapik mashma, that hamoitzi means in the future he's going to take out, and therefore you cannot use that in the bracha of hamoitzi. Where do we find hamoitzi being in the future tense? Shenemar, as it says, hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. Moshe told Klal Yisrael before he was going to take them out of Mitzrayim, he told them that Hashem is hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. Hashem is going to take you out of Mitzrayim. So you see that hamoitzi is in the future. If hamoitzi is in the future, you cannot use it for the bracha. V'rabbonon, how are the Rabbonon going to explain this pasuk of hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim? How can you say hamoitzi for the bracha of lechem if it at least also could mean future tense? Hahu hachik omer. The Rabbonon say a different explanation in that pasuk. Hachik omer lukut shebrichu liYisrael. Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, kad mafikna lechu, after I've taken you out of Mitzrayim, Avidna luchu milsa, I'm going to do it in a way, I'm going to perform for you things, ki hecha diaditu, in order that you should know, da'anohu da'apikas yoschein mi Mitzrayim, that I was the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. Dechsiv, as it says in the pasuk, v'yidatem ki ani Hashem elikeichem hamoitzi. And I'm going to do Yetzias Mitzrayim in a way that once it's been done, you will know that I did take you out. So they learn that Hamoitzi is not going on what Hashem is going to do, but the understanding you're going to have after it was done, that Hashem was the one that did it. So it's again in past tense. Continues the Gemara. Mishtabchim le Rabbonon l'Rabzeira es bar Rabzvid achved Rabshimon bar Rabzvid. The Rabbonon praised this Bar, the son of Rav Zvid, Achvud Rav Shimon Bar Rav Zvid, in front of Rav Zeira. The Odom Godil, who they said, the Rabbonon said about him to Rav Zeira, he's an Odom Godil, a big person, Uboki, and an expert bebrochisu. He's an expert in Hilchas Brochus. Omalohem. So Rav Zeira said, L'kashiyovo ibi lietchem, when you next meet this person, Havu uliyodi, I won't bring him to me. Zimna chode ikla legabei. At one point, they visited Reb Zeira. Afiku le rifta. They brought out some bread. Pasach va'omar. So this person, the son of Reb Zvid, he said, moitzi. He made baruch ato Hashem elikenu melech ha'olam moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Omar, so Reb Zeira said, zehu she'omrim olav da'odam godil hu uboki bebrochisu. This is the person that you said he's an Odom Godil and an expert in brachas, and he said moitzi? That doesn't make sense. Bishleima I Omar hamoitzi. If the son of Reb Zvid would have said hamoitzi, Oshmi'in on Taima, he would have taught us how to learn the pshat in the pasuk of hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim, as we saw before. Vaishmi'in on and he would have also taught us that the halacha is like the chachomim that you say hamoitzi, because there's no discussion that the halacha is like the chachomim, not like Reb Nechemya. The halacha is definitely that you make hamoitzi lechem in aretz and not moitzi lechem in aretz. So why did you say a loshen elod omar moitzi maikom mashmalon? Why did you say moitzi, which is an easy way around? Because everybody agrees moitzi is okay. If in any case we paskin like the chachomim, why didn't you utilize the fact that you were making a brocha to teach us that the halacha is like the chachomim and that the pshat in the pasuk of hamoitzi is going in the past and not in the future? Says the Gemara, V'iuda Ovid, the reason he did this was lafukei nafshei miplukta. He wanted to stay away from dispute. He knew there was a machloikus regarding the discussion of hamoitzi, and therefore he said, I'll just stay clear and I'll just say moitzi. V'hilcha said, halacha is hamoitzi lechem in haoretz. Do you say hamoitzi? Dekaimlon krabonon, because the halacha is like the chachomim, that say de omri de apik mashma, that hamoitzi is a past tense, and therefore that's the bracha to make on bread. Continues the Gemara. Ve'al ha'yirokos oimir v'chulu. The Mishnah said that on vegetables you make a bracha of boir pri ha'adoma. Says the Gemara, k'toni yirokos dum yedepas. The Mishnah speaks about yirokos just near where it speaks about bread. And it's obviously trying to tell us that there's something similar between them. Ma pas shenishtane al yidei ha'ur, in the same way that bread is transformed through a process of fire in the oven, af yiroka is nami, the vegetables with the bracha you make on them is shenishtanu al yidei ha'ur, that the bracha stays hu adoma even though it's been cooked and is obviously being transformed via fire, via ur. Omar Rivnoi Mishmeid Abaya. Zoise Meres, according to what we just said now, shlokis, cooked vegetables, mvorchin aleem boire pri ha'adoma. The bracha of cooked vegetables is ha'adoma. The fact that they've been cooked doesn't downgrade them and take away the chashivus of the ha'adoma and make them into shahakil. Dorash Rivchizda. Mishum Rabbeinu. Rav Chisda said in the name of Rabbeinu, and who is Rabbeinu Umanu Rav? It's Rav. Others say that from Rashi it seems that the words Umanu Rav are not in the text of the Gemara, but it's the truth anyway. Shlokos mevorachin aleihem boire pri ha'adoma. As we saw just now, that cooked vegetables, the halacha is that you say boire pri ha'adoma. V'Rabbi Yiseinu hayoyerdin me'eretz Yisrael. The Chachomim that came down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Umanu, and who are they? Ula Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Omar, they said as follows, Shlokos mevorachin aleihem shehakol niyeh bedvori. The bracha on cooked vegetables is shehakol, not ha'adoma. Va'ani oimer, and I, Rav Chisda, say, Kol shetchilosoi boir pri ha'adoma, anything that in its raw state you say boir pri ha'adoma, Sholkoi, if they cooked it, Shakil niyabidvori, since they're edible when they're raw, and that's the way they're supposed to be eaten, if you cook it, you're changing it from what they were supposed to be, and therefore they are downgraded to a shakil. V'chol she'tchilosoi shakil niyabidvori, any type of vegetable that is not regularly eaten raw, and therefore if you do eat it raw, the bracha is shakil. Sholkoi, if you cook it, which is what the intent of these vegetables are, it's the ideal state of these vegetables, then you say a boir pri ha'adoma, because that's what they were planted for, to be cooked and eaten, and that's why you say ha'adoma then. Bishlei mekol shetchilosoi shehakol niyeh bedvori, sholkoi boir pri ha'adoma, mishkachas lo. And I know which vegetables you're talking about, that in their raw states they're not supposed to be eaten, and they're regularly eaten, only cooked. And what are they? Bekarba, a type of cabbage, basilka, some beets, vekoro, and pumpkin. Elokol shetchilose boir pri ha'adoma, sholku shehakol, heicha mishkachas lo. What vegetable is eaten raw to the extent that when you cook it, it loses, it's downgraded from its intent, and therefore becomes a shehakol? Omer Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, mishpachas lo, betumi vekarti. In the case of garlic and leek, where they're ideally made, and the main beauty and value of those vegetables are when they're raw, and therefore if you cook them, then they lose their taste, and you make on them shahakil. Says the Gemara, Dorash Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu. We just finished what Rav Chisda said, and now we're going to hear what Rav Nachman's got to say. Rav Nachman said, in the name of Rabbeinu, Umanu, and who is this? This is not Rav, Shmuel. This is Shmuel. And again here, some say that the words Umanu Shmuel are not in the text of the Gemara, but it's the truth anyway. Shloko is mevorachin aleihem boir pri adoma. The cooked vegetables, the halacha is ha'adoma. The chaverin wa'yurdim Eretz Yisrael, our friends that came down from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Umanu hu are they, ulam eshmeidu Rabbi Yochanan. Omar, they maintain, shloko is mevorachin aleihem shehakil niya bidvori. That cooked vegetables you make shehakil, not ha'adoma. It seems to be dependent on a machlokes tanoim in a braisa. The Tanya we learned in a braisa regarding the mitzvah of matzah, and we know that matzah has to be bread, has to be a proper baked pas. Lechem yoytzin burakik hashori. If you take a wafer of matzah and you soak it in water, you can still be yoytzah. Ubamavushal shaloi nimuach, if you cooked the matzah but it did not dissolve, divrei Rab Meir, the Rab Meir says that you can be yotza, which means that cooking does not change and transform the cooked food, and therefore in the case of the vegetables when they're cooked, it's also as if it's original vegetable state, and therefore you would make ha'adomo. Rabbi Yossi says, Yoitzin burakik hashori, a matzah that's been soaked in water, you can be yoitzah, avaloi b'mavushal. But if you cook the matzah, you can't be yoitzah because it loses its state of bread. So assumes Rav Nachman that Rabbi Yossi would also hold that vegetables that are cooked lose their original state, and therefore you don't make adoma, you make shehakil. Even if in the event that the matzah or the vegetable is not totally dissolved. Velohi, the Gemara says, that even though Rav Nachman assumed that the machlokes regarding matzah and the machlokes regarding the vegetables cooked would be the same machlokes, they're not the same machlokes. It could be that both Tanoim, Rab Meir and Rab Yossi agree that cooked vegetables are still ha'adomo. So if so, why does Rab Yossi say that you cannot be yotza with matzah that's cooked? That's a very distinct reason which is only applicable to matzah. There's a mitzvah that the person has to taste the taste of matzah, and once it's been cooked, he doesn't have the taste of matzah anymore, and therefore you cannot be yetzer. Aval hocha, but in the case of brachas and the vegetables, afil Rabbi Yossi moida, Rabbi Yossi will agree that it's still called a vegetable and it hasn't lost anything, and you make a hadoma. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Shloko is mevorchin aleihem boir pri adoma. Vegetables that are cooked, the bracha is adoma. Reb Binyamin bar Yefes, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, shloko is mevorchin aleihem shehakel niya bidvori. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, kova ula leshabeshte k'Reb Binyamin bar Yefes. We've seen in the Gemara before that ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the bracha that you make on shlokos is shehakil. He says, you know where this mistake came from? Where did Ula? Ula didn't hear it from Rabbi Yochanan directly. It was from here. We just now saw that Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that halacha is shehakil on shlokos, and therefore Ula quoted Rabbi Yochanan as assuming that the bracha is shehakil. But the truth is that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that shlokos is ha'adoma, not shehakil. Tohi bar Abzeira, v'chima inyan Reb Binyamin bar Yefes eitz Reb Chiya bar Abba. How could you even quote Reb Binyamin bar Yefes if Reb Chiya bar Abba is there as well, quoting the same Reb Yochanan? It's sure that we're going to rely on Reb Chiya bar Abba and not on Reb Binyamin bar Yefes. Reb Chiya bar Abba dayek v'gomer shmeitzer mi'Reb Yochanan Rabbi. Reb Chiya bar Abba was very particular to be precise in quoting everything he heard from his Rebbe. Reb Binyamin bar Yefes lo yidayik, but Reb Binyamin bar Yefes was much less particular in being precise when saying over what he had heard. V'oida, not only that, Reb Chiya bar Abba kol tlosin yoyme mahadu talmudei. He would go over and revise everything he's learned every 30 days. Tosfos says it doesn't mean everything he always learned, it means that anything he learned in a month, on the 31st day, he would revise everything he'd learnt. Kamed Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi, in front of his Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yomin Bar Yefes, Lei Mehader, Rabbi Yomin Bar Yefes would not do this. V'oid, Bar Mindein, or Bar Mindein, besides for both those two reasons, Dahu Turmusa, these beans called turmus, the shalkilo sheva zimnin bekadera, they were cooked 7 times in a pot, v'ochlilo bekinuach suda, and they ate it as a dessert at the meal. Also, v'shualu l'Rabbi Yechanon, they asked Rabbi Yechanon what bracha to make on them, v'omar luhu v'orchin ilavei, boire pri adoma, and he said, you make adoma. There's no shlokis more than this, and he didn't say shahakil. Va'oida, not only that, Om Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Anira Isya Reb Yechanon, Reb Chiya Bar Abba said, I saw Reb Yechanon she'ochal zayis meliach, he ate an assaulted olive, uborich olov tchilov asayif, and he made the bracha before and after. And he explains as follows, I omras b'shleima shlokis b'milsayu kaima, if you assume that shlokis does not lose the nature of what was cooked, B'tchila mavarich alav boyer priyates, as with olives, you make a ha'etz before eating it. Ula b'sayif mavarich alav bracha achas me'in sholish, and afterwards you make a bracha of alamichya, as you do on the shivas haminim, and olives is one of them. Elo'i omres shlokis lav b'milsayu kaima, if you're going to assume that Rabbi Yechanan holds that shlokis is shahakil, which means that when you cook the vegetables it loses its original state, then bishleima b'tchila, I can understand that before you eat an olive that's been cooked, mavari chalav shakil niya b'dvari, that you make a shakil because you wouldn't make our eight because it's been cooked. Elo l'basoif mai mavarich, what bracha do you make afterwards? At this point, the Gemara assumes that after you eat, you either make birchas hamazon when that's applicable, or alamichya when that's applicable, or on certain things which don't grow, like fish and meat and eggs, and we're going to see later in the Mishnah, you make a bayir nefashos. But on something that had a bracha and lost its bracha, it was a fruit, and it was from the shivas haminim, and now it's been cooked and it lost its status of that fruit, then you don't make any bracha achreina. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma bayir nefashos rabbis v'chesreinam al kol ma shebara. It could be that you make a bracha achreina Bayer Nefoshes, even though it was once from the Shivas Haminim, and had it not been cooked, he would have said Alamichya, you can still say Bayer Nefoshes. But even though we're discussing a Zayis Maliach, which is a salted olive, Rashi brings a Gemara in Psochim that says Maliach Kareseach, something that's been very salted has the same halacha as something that's been cooked. Either way, this last raya from the fact that Rabbi Yechanan made the bracha achreina, that would not be absolute proof that cooking does not change the status of the cooked food. But all the other proofs definitely tell us that Rabbi Yechanan holds that cooking does not lose the state of the original fruit or vegetable. Continues the Gemara. Mosiv Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel. Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel is now going to ask a question from a Mishnah in Psochim. Yerokis she'odam yoytze ben yudei chivosei bepesach, those vegetables that one can use for moroyer on the Seder night, yoytze bohen, you can use the leaves themselves, ubekelach, and the stalks, shelohen, avaloi kvushim, but not if they've been pickled, v'loi shlukin, v'loy mvusholin. Mvusholin means if they've been cooked normally, and shlukin means if they've been very, very cooked, more than the average amount of cooking, then one cannot use them for moroyer on Seder night. According to what we just learned now in the sugya, that vegetables that are shlukin, they keep their ha'adomo, and they do not lose their state of what they were before. Shlukin amayloi, why can you not use morir that's been shlukin, that has been cooked? Says the Gemara, shani hosom to be inon tam morir veleka. The truth is, as far as the status of the vegetable, of the status of the leaves, we assume that it's as if it hasn't changed and you still make a hadom on it. However, with morir, there's an extra condition that you have to feel and taste the taste of morir, and once the morir has been sholuk, has been very cooked, it loses that bitter taste, and therefore, even though it's still a hadomo, you cannot use it for morir on Seder night. And Emil Tzashem, in the next year, we'll start from here.